News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First up, a new report suggests that alcohol consumption among Ireland's younger population has been on the rise over the past decade. That's despite experiencing decline in the mid-2000s. That's according to a report released by Alcohol Action Ireland. And drinking consumption for those aged between 15 to 24 did decline in the mid-noughties, as we call them, to the mid-teenies. But the trend has reversed since 2015, and it has risen from 66% were drinking back in 2018 to 75% now in 2024. Shane, what do you make of it?
I'm not surprised, Ciara. I mean, how could it be anything else, really, when we think about this? And look, I include myself in this. I am no better than anybody in this, maybe worse than quite a few. The example we give as parents to our kids, how could it be any other way? Like, everything in Ireland revolves around drink. Every occasion, every
baptisms,
family occasion.
Communions, confirmations.
Everything. Outings for the day, glass. You know, the whole wine o'clock thing. I do
bottomless brunch.
Little Saturday. I engage in it myself some Wednesdays.
You're the only person, by the way, I know that does Little Saturday. I'm not knocking you, but I think that's a Shane Coleman event rather than a societal thing.
It's a Swedish thing. We've imported from Sweden. Anyway, you know, monkey see, monkey do. And we as parents, I think, and can I stress, I am including myself in this, show terrible example to our kids. So how could it be any other way?
I think it's very interesting because I think what we are seeing here is two things vying with each other. I think it went down. And I was actually surprised that youth drinking went down in the noughties and the teenies. I didn't really know why it would. And then it makes sense to me, I suppose, because it was the rise of things like the mobile phone. Kids became very appearance conscious. So the off they were to the gym all the time, and off they were eating protein all the time and all that kind of stuff. And that kind of makes sense to me then why they might drink a little bit less, because they are behaving a little bit differently. I don't know if it's as much health focused as looks focused, but I think there was that. But I think that's at war with our drink culture, because you are right, we have one. And I, by the way, fully include myself in it too. I'm not putting myself on the outside looking in. I'm inside the tent. I'm not outside the tent. What to do about it, I don't know. It's very hard to say to young people, you shouldn't be doing that, when we're all doing it as well.
Yeah.
So
the whole cocktails thing as well. I mean, you now have, you know, kids who are 18, 19 drinking cocktails. That did not happen in our day.
That was largely because we hadn't
couldn't afford it
in our pocket.
Yeah.
But let us know what you think about it. It had gone down. It is going up again. Is that something that concerns you, or are you, like myself and Shane are admitting, as parents, somebody who maybe isn't setting the best abstemious, you know, example for our own kids? It is our culture. We're sort of uncomfortable with it, but it is our culture in many, many ways. Let us know what you think about this and why this is happening.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.